More people on a cruise ship quarantine in the port of Yokohama near Tokyo have tested positive for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, passengers on the MS Westerdam cruise liner stranded in the Gulf of Thailand celebrate some good news. They are headed to Cambodia, where the ship will be allowed to dock after five countries refuse them entry. Sudan's transitional government says it has signed an agreement with the families of the victims of the October 2000 bombing of the USS Cole. They say this is part of its effort to be removed from a U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Sudanese officials say the settlement was signed last week in Washington, but have not released terms of the deal. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. government. The United States added Sudan to its list of state sponsors of terrorism in 1993. But since the ouster of longtime leader Omar al-Bashir last year, there have been talks about incremental steps Sudan could take to earn removal. This is VOA News. NATO has agreed in principle to take over some of the training activities carried out by the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State terror group in Iraq. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's role would consist of handling some of the coalition's current training activities.
In the first instance, this will consist of taking on some of the global coalition's current training activities. Ministers also agreed to explore what more we can do beyond this first step.
The move is a direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. The United States is hoping NATO partners will send additional forces to Iraq to allow some American forces to pull out. A bipartisan measure limiting Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations